You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Maybe we need to stop reporting on people killing people with eye drops because it seems to be coming a thing. as of late. Gone my whole life, never heard of anyone dying by Visine. And suddenly it's like the in way to kill somebody. Jesse Krzyzewski, a 39-year-old Wisconsin woman, has been found guilty on first-degree intentional homicide and two counts of theft in connection to the death of her longtime friend Lynn Hernan. The shocking case unfolded when Hernan was discovered dead in her Pewaukee condo on October 3rd, 2018, with crushed medication on her chest. Initially, Krzyzewski claimed Hernan had taken her own life. But Waukesha County Medical Examiner revealed the presence of the main ingredient in Visine, which I can't say because I can't pronounce it.
Trihydrozoline,
the main ingredient in Visine in Herman's system, leading to the declaration of her death as a homicide. Krzyzewski confessed to dumping six bottles of Visine into a water bottle, which she gave to Hernan under the guise that Hernan had requested the tainted water due to suicidal thoughts. Despite her seemingly caring facade, Krzyzewski had a hidden agenda. While Krzyzewski portrayed herself as a concerned friend, investigators discovered that she was exploiting Hernan's death for financial gain, opening credit cards in Hernan's name and draining her bank account. Krzyzewski stole nearly $300,000 from the deceased woman. She didn't spend the day worried about Lynn. She was opening JCPenney accounts in Lynn's name, and she was using other accounts of Lynn to go shopping, do some online shopping. Well, she knew she just had given Lynn poison, remarked Waukesha County Assistant District Attorney Randy Sitzberger. Hernan, who apparently considered Krzyzewski like a daughter, unwittingly became a victim of greed. Investigators revealed that Krzyzewski had searched for household poisons, further implicating her in the premeditated crime. Krzyzewski's arrest occurred nearly a year after Hernan's death, when authorities uncovered the extensive financial fraud. She had maxed out her own credit cards and received suspicious large checks, including some for over $130,000 from Hernan before the murder. In court, Krzyzewski sobbed as the jury delivered its verdict. Deputy District Attorney Abby Nicoli condemned her actions, stating the defendant betrayed Lynn out of greed. Krzyzewski now faces mandatory life in prison for the homicide charge and is set to be sentenced on December 7th. I didn't know Visine could do that sort of shit to you. And
you know what's crazy is I didn't either. And today I read this story and I was putting the story together and I was looking for some more information about it. Mm-hmm. And I came across an entirely different story about a woman in Illinois who killed her boyfriend with Visine and then put him in a storage unit and just left him there.
Put him in a storage unit?
Storage unit. And, you know, of course, the storage unit stinks. And she's like, well, it's a possum died in there. But he also died of Visine poisoning. And so they found all these empty Visine bottles in her house and receipts for, like, she'd go to the Dollar General and just buy all the Visine they got. I'm like, I didn't know that was a thing. And so I read two stories just today about this. And to me, this woman took almost $300,000 for her and she ends up dead. And this woman's saying, yeah, but she wanted to kill herself. So I went ahead and put all the Visine into this water bottle so she could. And then I guess I'm going to go open a JCPenney's account. What? And the picture of her in court, she is just bawling like she wasn't expecting to be found guilty.
I don't know how one would not expect to be found guilty on something like this, you know?
Her defense literally says, but Ms. Hernan was sick and she knew she was going to die. And she loved her so much that she wanted to give her this money. Who does that? It's like, I love you so much. Here's $130,000. And you know what? Could you just give me some poison? Like, no. That is not what happened. That doesn't even make sense.
No, I mean, is this something that she thought of after her friend, if she killed herself? Oh, I'm take this money now. or did she intend on killing her? And then, you know, it is what it is.
I think she was, you know, if she's not around to say what had done, you know, she had done, because I think this woman probably didn't realize all of her credit cards were maxed out. I mean, we don't all look at our credit scores and our balances every day.
Yeah.
And I got the feeling she was getting ready to discover she was flat broke. And then, oh, by the way, she just happened to want to kill herself. And I don't think that's true.
I don't think you can ever make
to cover
that
up the crime. It was like, here's this bottle of poison, water bottle for you. And then I think she staged all the other stuff. I don't think the woman was out to kill herself. It's too convenient. She just happens to die. And this woman maxes out her credit cards and ruins her credit and takes all the money out of her bank account.
Can you not taste Visine? Does Visine not have a flavor? Maybe that should be something.
No, I've never tried. I don't, nor will I after knowing it's poison. Well, it seems weird that you could put little drops in your eyes. So you must have to ingest quite a bit of it.
She said like 6 bottles of it.
That seems like a lot.
Well, I mean, but they're tiny bottles. I mean, so really it doesn't equate to a whole hell of a lot. What are you talking here? Like maybe 3 ounces, if that?
People are dropping like 2 or 3 drops in their eyes, each eye, several times a day.
Yeah.
I mean, I never use Visine, but some people are addicted to it.
Sure. Oh, well, it makes me wonder if there will now be some sort of reform or restriction on Visine. If this continues,
there needs to be, doesn't
well,
there?
I don't know. I mean, anything can technically kill you. I mean, there's a lot of things that can kill you if ingested. Just go to the fucking drug aisle in the store, and there's plenty of things. If you don't take as directed, may cause death.
I bought some glue, like basic glue, like you used to use in school.
Yeah.
Like you and I could buy it ourselves
school glue,
back in
yeah,
the day.
Yeah.
And I was at Walmart, and so it's like, attendant has been called. And I'm like, what do I do? And so she comes over and I'm like, why are you here?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, it's the glue. I'm like, but it's like kid glue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they had to come over and okay it. And I'm like, it's glue. So glue or certain Claritin or something like mm-hmm. that. I'm going to guess it's just a matter of time before Visine.
Must be 21 or older to buy eye drops. That's what it's coming down to.
Really?
Only in America.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.